from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're visiting artists in the North and South Bay and admiring the suit. David Wiegand and I have been avoiding the Brooks Brothers look for an awfully long time. He's the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. And good morning.
Good morning, Cy.
Let's start with an artist making movies of the mind.
Tell me just one more time the reasons why you must leave. Tell me once more why you're sure you don't need me. Tell me again, but don't think that you'll convince me.
That's Michael Nesmith, once famous as one of the Monkees, the musically talented one.
That's right.
But he's also been a much-respected country rock singer and songwriter and music video pioneer, and he's still touring.
He is still touring. He's considered actually one of the pioneers of country rock, and there was sort of a mythology that he was trying to distance himself from the Monkees. A manufactured band, but his talent has never been manufactured. He's really fantastic.
Michael Nesmith plays the Great American Music Hall Sunday night. We hear a lot these days about artists being priced out of the Bay Area. Here's your chance to support a neighborhood artist by buying some of their art and visiting them really right in their own studio.
That's right. You get a chance to look at them as they create, both in Silicon Valley and in Marin. The Silicon Valley Open Studios goes on for the first three weekends in May. There are also some exhibits at the Saratoga Library and the Main Street Cafe in Los Altos. And in Marin, it's two weekends, the weekend of May 3rd and 4th and 10th and 11th. This is the annual Marin Open Studios. Really, watch them work, you know, watch paint dry, I guess.
One more Open Studios event to mention. The Hunters Point Shipyard Studios folks are having their Open Studios just this weekend. All these events are free, so that's our cheap thrill of the week. And now something exotic for banjo. That's the amazing Jamie Stone on banjo from his new CD, The Other Side of the Air. And he's kind of been described as the Yo-Yo Ma of the banjo, which suggests that he's such a musical adventurer.
He really is. You know, he studied with the same teacher that Bella Fleck had, and he explores the roots of the banjo. He's done a whole project called the Lomax Project, which explores the work of Alan Lomax. But obviously, as we heard from that clip, you know, he explores other aspects as well. His talent is fantastic.
Jamie Stone plays Freight and Salvage in Berkeley on Tuesday and the Peninsula Jewish Community Center in Foster City on Wednesday. I'm kind of a theater geek. I think listeners may have figured that out. We've got two really great productions to talk about this week. At least they look intriguing. David, start us out with The Suit. It's a production from the very inventive director Peter Brook.
That's right. Peter Brook, who is 89, has adapted a short story by Khan Themba. It takes place in South Africa during the apartheid era, and it includes a man, a woman, and a suit who becomes sort of the character and the representation of unfaithfulness in their relationship.
The Suit continues at American Conservatory Theater in San Francisco through May 18th. And here's a local premiere I'm eager to see. It's called Chasing Meserly from Chinaka Hodge. And she wrote an amazing play a couple of years ago called Mirrors in Every Corner about race and family. And the multiracial Oakland family from that show returns in this new one about the shooting of Oscar Grant by Barton policeman Johannes Meserly. And a wonderful creative team working on this. Playwright Hodge, co-directors Sean San Jose and Mark Bermudi. Joseph. Chasing Meserly opens Thursday and continues through May 24th at Intersection for the Arts in San Francisco. Let's wrap it up with music in tribute to a Nigerian master of funk.
You look so good. Fantastic man.
William Onyebar making some amazing sounds, very synthesizer-infused funk from his own recording studio in Nigeria. He's been pretty much forgotten since. This is from the late 70s, early 80s. But now David Byrne wants to revive interest in him.
Onyebar is still around. He lives in a what's described as a huge white palace in Nigeria, and he's become devoted to Christianity, which is good for him. All he does is watch television all day long, watching Christian broadcasters in Nigeria. But David Byrne has preserved and rediscovered his music, and it's being performed by an incredible band of performers, including Joshua Redman, Pat Maloney of LCD Sound System, Alexis Taylor of Hot Chip, and many other people. But the music is going to live on whether he wants to play it or not.
David Byrne and his Atomic Band play music by William Onyebar at the Warfield in San Francisco Tuesday night. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Check our website for details on all these shows. That's kqed.org/the-do-list. I'm Cy Musiker.